runs in the past two seasons. One gone, and Johnson looks the payoff. Swing and a miss. Bobo goes down. And Mitchell Johnson up to his second strikeout. And through four pitchers, the Oxbiters have acquired 12 strikeouts. Nine of those came from Amar Sengig, who went six innings, 105 pitches, allowed five hits and three runs, but nine strikeouts. He had a great day. So Garrett Broussard, perhaps the final batter of the night for the Rafters. And Broussard is one for three with a run, a walk, struck out twice. He'll see a ball down in the dirt. 1-0 count. Here, two gone. Johnson at a changeup. Clips the zone and a strike, 1-1. So a ball and a strike. Be interesting to see who the Rafters bring on as pitcher. Parrish has done well, but I don't imagine him coming in the ninth in a swing. And did he fully come across? I don't think he did. So Broussard will see a ball. Two balls, one strike, two down. Top of the ninth, lights fully been turned on for quite a while as there was some weather that was supposed to hit us. But I think it's held out for now. It's been very fortunate. Two gone, the 2-1, way outside for Johnson. And Paul Smith, the catcher, couldn't even make that catch and went to the right of him, and it comes in for a ball. Three and one. The 3-1. Outside for ball four. Broussard will take first. This brings Kyle Carlson, who's due up the DH, one for three. He's had a run as well. A walk, but has been struck out twice. So Broussard to first. So Kyle Carlson, the Piedmont College product, had a two RBI day yesterday. And prior to yesterday, his last game he appeared in for the Rafters was June the 13th. Was a first half guy, a temp. And he'll swing and a miss, 0-1. But as the Rafters signed guys that had full contracts, Carlson didn't have enough room in the locker room, so he headed out. But now his guys are leaving. Carlson has been brought back, and rightfully so. He's a great player. And so swing and again, miss again, 0-2. Any RBIs this season for him? Oxbiters just looking to get out of this inning to give their offense some hope. And one last life, the 0-2 from Johnson. Bends down low and brushes the dirt at a ball. 1-2. And a ball, two strikes. At first is Broussard. He was walked. And the 1-2 home. Swing and a miss low. Carlson goes down. He gets him on three straight changeups. So we head to the bottom of the ninth. Rafters looking to end this game on a high note. They're up 6-0.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
We just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the ninth inning, so Bryson Parrish will stay on the mound. He's going to look to close today as Jack Gorman, you're batting second in the order, who's 1-for-3, a 6-0 lead for the Raptors. Parrish has had a great day, though. You know, nonetheless, 59 pitches, has allowed 3 hits, a walk, and 5 strikeouts, which leads the bullpen in strikeouts today. He'll throw the 1-0 and a changeup that paints the zone, 1-1. So Raptors looking to end this game on a high note, and they certainly have it wrapped up as it seems. Parrish, the third delivery, outside and low. So this is good for Wisconsin Rapids to get back. You know, obviously they won yesterday to end that 5-game losing streak. And now you can possibly make up some ground by starting a win streak. This would be their second win in a row. And Parrish, again, zips it in 4 strike. 2-2. So around the league right now in the Great Lakes West Division, you have Wausau down 7-5 against Kokomo. That's good for the Raptors. You have Madison that retook the lead in Lakeshore. They lead 4-3. So if the Raptors were to win, Wausau were to lose, they would tie the Woodchucks on the record. 2-2 up high and above the zone. You have Green Bay in front against Battle Creek. It really doesn't matter what happens to Green Bay. They've already clinched a first half spot. So they're just on cruise control, basically, through this second half. The count runs full. Parrish fires, and a swing and a high hit ball in the left field. Heading back, but Bobo runs under it and makes the grab at the warning track. Great contact there from Gorman, but Bobo was all over it. You had Wausau against Kokomo. Wausau was up 5-2. It's been 5 unanswered runs for the Jackrabbits, so good for them taking down the team. It's just north of Wisconsin Rapids, so kind of the Raptors' rival, you could say. The one gone, Travis Strickler, 0-for-3. Raptors 2 outs away from putting this game to bed. And Parrish, boy, he's done really well. Sets in another strike. Just getting ahead in these counts. No balls, a strike. The 0-1 to Strickler. And a swing and a pop-up that's sliced out left side and out of play. 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes. Bryson Parrish hearing his 68th pitch. The 0-2 to Strickler. And just low of the zone. I thought that could have been painted in. But it comes in for a ball. 1-2. The ball, 2 strikes, 1 gone. The 1-2 to Strickler, and a swing and a liner that slices in the left center field. Strickler with a base hit. That's the 5th hit of the game for the Dock Spiders. So the second baseman, Jacob Anderson, who's 0-for-3. So that keeps this game alive. Parrish will have to look to shake that one off. He's given up 4 hits. But it's been a lot of, like, times for the Dock Spiders when there's been nobody on, they get a base hit with 1 or 2 outs. So hasn't really been those timely hits that has really hurt the Raptors this season. As a swing and a ball popped up towards the third baseman, Degani runs under it and 2 down, 1 out away from sending this game off and giving a Raptors win, which would put them at 9-10 And also 4-1 here at Herb Acre Field. They've had a lot of success. Jake Serrain, possibly the final batter of the night. He's 0-3. Two strikeouts. At first, Stan Strickler. Parrish. A swing and a ball lifted in the left field. Bobo at the track, at the wall. That goes off the wall now. Bobo has trouble fielding it on his way from third. Strickler gets home. And the Doxbinders do not get shut out. Two gone and a one-run RBI double from Jake Serrain. That would have been good for the Rafters to shut out the Doxbinders, but a consolation run, you should say. 6-1 now. Hits off the top of the wall. That ball looked gone for a second. Paul Smith, 1-3, and a strikeout. At second, Stan Serrain. Parrish serves and flied out left side. He obviously won a shutout. That would have been a great thing for the Rafters, but, you know, you look at that and say, all right, hey, look, we just got to move on, finish this game off, and send ourselves back to Wisconsin Rapids with a win. Parrish, the 0-1, and just low of the zone of the ball this time, 1-1. Paul Smith, the catcher, out of Rice, the Rice Owl. 207 batter, 5 RBIs, and has also had a home run. The 1-1 and a swing and a miss. A 1-2. A ball, 2 strikes and 2 gone. One more strike away. Parrish will come set on the first base side. He's got the ball tucked in, the wind and the fire. Outside. Can't find the zone, but nonetheless, 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes. Bryson Parrish, 5 strikeouts, 75 pitches. Can he make it? Number 6 to 2-2. And popped out and driven away back behind home plate. Looking to send this game off. Well, it's been a 2-hour and 37-minute game. Two gone, and the 2-2 from Parrish. Just up above the corner, man. 3-2. There's 2 strikeouts on Serrain. 2 strikes on Serrain, and he belted it in the left field. Now the ball, the count runs full. 3-2. Bryson Parrish, the 3-2 home, and a swing and a ball well hit into center field. Johnson backtracks it, makes the grab, and that does it. And the Rafters take down Fond du Lac 6-1. Each team with 6 hits, but a big 3-run inning for the Rafters in the 4th, another 3-run inning in the 7th, and they improve to 9-10 in the second half, 29-25 overall, so a big win for them. They much needed this, so the Rafters will look to hopefully sweep the series tomorrow. They take on the Doxbinders in an early Sunday afternoon game at 1:05 at Witter Field. It's their 6th-to-last home game, so all the Wisconsin Rapids areas, all the Wisconsin Rapids locals, please show out for that game because the Rafters will need your support. It's also the last game before All-Star break. So after All-Star break, there's not a lot of home games for the Rafters. They go on the road quite a bit. So a big win for Wisconsin Rapids. Brendan Bobo gets his 9th home run of the season to start things off, and the Rafters did not look back from there. So Bryson Parrish, though, he gets the win, his first win of the season. He goes to 1-1 on his overall record. So Wisconsin Rapids, 9-10 in the second half. They're moving up here after a 5-game losing streak. They followed up with 2 straight wins. Can they make it 3 tomorrow? So for everybody at Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, for the players, coaches, and staff, for everybody at the studio at WFHR for making this happen, my name is Joey Fear saying so long from Herb Acre Field. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon. Good night, everybody.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather? Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Air for you then on August 5th. This hour is still sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Connect with First Weber's number one team at movetomadison.com. That's movetomadison.com. So in lieu of the Devil's Lair, I give you the 9 o'clock funk hour. We got music from Leo Albertoni, the Civil Engineers, and Bagdad Scuba Review is just around the trombone corner. Right now it's Fluid Ounce and Sucker Punch. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. are you? That's Bagdag Scuba Review on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. We are local music. Don't forget to get the Civic Media app on your phone. You can grab it right now at civicmedia.us. It is the 9 o'clock funk hour right now with Leo Albertoni and All I Need on Max Inc. Radio.
Things slow with me. Honestly, I'm just as scared as you. The closer you get to my heart, the worse the pain could be. If your love was ever untrue. So baby, let's take it easy. We can do whatever you wanna do. Your approach has always been smarter than mine. If you want some space all to yourself, now that's fine by me. Cause the greatest gifts are ones that come with time. That's all I need. And that's all I need. Just a little time with you is all I need. That's all I need. Never would have guessed that what I've been looking for all along might have been right before my eyes. Cause now that you're free, it's bringing me a little bit of sanity. Cause you've always been right in the back of my mind. And I think it's clear the way I feel about you, baby. I've never want to breathe, then you know you can talk to me. Cause as long as you feel just like I do, it's all I need, and it's all I need. Just a little time with you is all I need. It's all I need. With you is all I need.
you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. It is oppressively hot almost everywhere in the U.S. now, and it's not going to cool down anytime soon, says CBS's Adriana Diaz.
The U.S. has seen more than 12,000 record high temperatures so far this year, and it is dangerous. Forecasters warn the heat that is sweeping across large parts of the country for more than a month won't loosen its grip anytime soon. Instead, the heat dome is expanding, increasing in size and intensity. The northern plains and Midwest are set to roast next.
EMTs are trying to keep people alive as the heat reaches triple digits during the day in some cities and barely cools down at night. KPHO-TV reporter Emma Lockhart is in Phoenix.
As temperatures heat up throughout the day, Phoenix fire crews get more calls for people who can't escape the elements.
What we're concerned about is it's hot out here. Sometimes when you're walking out in this heat, the sun can get to you.
Phoenix fire paramedic and engineer Crispin Chavira says this summer has been unrelenting. Most of their patients in this heat, the elderly and homeless.
Fears are growing that UPS employees will walk off the job when their contract expires at the end of the month. Driver Jimmy Hadley says he's been working hard and deserves a raise.
That first year of COVID, I worked 250 hours more than the previous year. So you break that into weeks, that's like six more weeks, that I worked.
UPS said today it will resume negotiations with the union on Tuesday. Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigation into former President Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election continues to grow.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp confirms he has been contacted by the special counsel, and political scientist Larry Sabato is not surprised.
He and his associates have been contacting the key political leaders and governmental leaders in quite a number of states.
The head of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia says it's clear Jack Smith is doing his homework.
When the special counsel presents his findings in court, I think people will be not surprised, but impressed.
Making the job of the Trump legal team all the more difficult. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
President Biden will establish a national monument honoring Emmett Till and his mother, Mamie Till Mobley. Emmett Till is the black teenager from Chicago who was tortured and killed in 1955 after being accused of whistling at a white woman in Mississippi. On Tuesday, the president will order the creation of the monument across three sites in Illinois and Mississippi. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ray Magliotta here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. But still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows level off around 56, winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 86. Lows level off around 59. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Sync Radio on Civic Media with Loba Nova, and we're all in it together. Hey, everybody, welcome to the 9 o'clock Funk Hour in lieu of the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Get more information and connect with them at movetomadison.com. We got some funk music on the way from Better Yeti. We'll do the Big Payback and the Claudettes. Right now is Josh Hoyer and the Soul Colossal and their song Hustler. Smack Sync Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Not me. You can't push me over. Not me. I'm not a rolling stone. See, I'm a man that's hungry. And it's thankful that's hungry. You never see. Like my daddy told me, try to put love first and treat people right. But you better check yourself again if you're the devil trying to play the friend. I ain't going down without a fight. 'Cause I'm a natural born hustler, just like my mama said.
Touch. Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music with Better Yeti and City Guys. The Big Payback before that with The Power to Let Go. Hey, Max Inc. Heavy's coming up at 10 o'clock. Greg Dillman will join us and talk about the stuff happening at 301 Studio, the new venue in Portage, and 301 Productions. Plus, we'll have Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Let's close out the Funk Hour with the Little Blue Crunchy Things and see what I'm smelling. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
To turn Fridays into Fry-yays with WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10.